It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. Thank you guys for listening to the show all around the world. If you ever want to give us a call, please do at 800-420-1980 is the phone number, 1-800-420-1980. Make sure you check out our Instagram pages for daily news. Learn the script and so much more at Cannabis Talk 101. And head to the website, Cannabis Talk 101, as we are the world's number one source for everything cannabis. Follow the team at pot_brothers_@_law. Mark is at Waslaw. Craig is at Waslaw Dog. Blue is at 1 Christopher Wright.
Hello.
I am at Joe Grande 52. And I just got to remind everybody that we're all the way live in Houston, Texas at C3. Beautiful place, beautiful venue. If a C3 counterculture convention comes to a city near you, you definitely want to go over there and check it out. And speaking of check out, Viscus Vapes, the ultimate cannabis vape experience. Viscus is a premium vape brand that can't be sold here in Texas. But if you're out in Cali or different parts where you can get some Viscus vapes, go live the ride and check them out online at viscus.life is the website. And right now, you guys, we have Kyle and Cole Trent from Nugtopia. Kyle's the promoter. Cole is the talent. And, you know, I love that you guys are brothers and you got your mother here with you. And you guys have Nugtopia. .net is the website. On Instagram, it's Nugtopia Art. I love what you guys do. I like you guys and love you guys as people, because every time we've done something, except the time that you guys were late to a party that we threw for you. Oh, wait, maybe it's the other way around. We don't got to get into that. But every time we've seen you guys,
I'm so sorry,
Kyle
guys.
And Cole,
no worries.
We really enjoy you guys a lot. And more importantly, we love what you bring to the cannabis industry and to the culture, which is your gift. And it's the gift of art. And it's not like they have a flower company. It's not like they have a CBD company. You guys are artists. Yeah. Well, Kyle rides on your coattails, Cole, trying to be the artist. But, you know, who are we kidding?
But, no, you know, he's art in his own way. The business is art in itself.
He is an artist in relationships.
That's it.
His artist relationship is key, and making babies is good for him too, as that's he right. has a new baby on the way.
Without that duality, there's not.
Yeah, so you know, he's an art worker by all means too. But let's talk about some of this artwork that you guys have and how Nugtopia came to be.
So they've really got inspired from my mom, like we had talked about. It was a lot of from her journey. Just her precursor signs of breast cancer, and breast cancer runs really strong in our family. So it was just kind of me as an artist trying to bring a way to the world of how everybody could relate to cannabis in like a fun, family-oriented way. So this is my approach on it, and this is, you know, my way of sending that message to the world.
Dude, dope.
You actually dope. Get them here live dope. At the expo, so you're doing live paintings.
Yes, that's actually the piece I'm working on now. It's a little sunset piece. So,
which one? Can we see it from right here?
Oh, yeah, it's up there.
It's hanging right now. I'm looking at your boat.
Which,
you know what's crazy?
Thank
is,
you, Frank. You know what they show?
Dude, that's dope.
Oh, thank you.
Man,
thank you
that
so
is
much.
Dope.
So that's the part of the family. Usually I have six characters.
Everybody's a nug.
Yep, everybody's a nug. Everybody has their own interpretation, their own connection to each nug in their own way. But it's like a family, you know. It's got its own little originality to it.
I see a whole like nug
series,
show, like a
TV
show.
Nugtopia.
Dude. Yeah, yes.
Nugtopia could be a full-on show that's animated and like
yes.
it's but you know what's funny though? It's all animated, but real stuff, not fake crazy stuff.
Right.
Like real life scenario, Cosby
exactly.
style. It's a different world. You know, pick those shows that we, you know, I don't care what, the Prince of Bel-Air.
Right.
But it's like, you know, Nugtopia.
Yeah, no.
This is your world, but it's all nugs, but like real life things.
That's it, man. A world of cannabis.
In the works.
We're partnering here. Oh, yeah. It's already
dope.
In the works.
In the works.
It is.
Are you guys really working on that?
We are.
So I just freestyled your guys' whole new project on the air?
Yeah,
it is.
It's kind of a little nugget. You know, some of our friends over in Australia right now, we're trying to work with a couple of character writers, Stingo and Kush.
Yep. Stingo and Kush.
Be closer
to
the mic, please. Though.
Yeah, you got to tighten up.
Yeah. Stingo and Kush. Yeah, it's some of our friends over in Australia. You know, they're helping us with the Nugtopia series.
Dude, right, I would like to see like a doctor. One's all serious and he's talking education. Then you got one that's just kind of stupid funny. And then you got one that's kind of all like, you know, hey, I'm responsible. What are you guys doing? And just kind of like make these characters and be something that's like so unique. I mean, but let's get into this art for a second, man. I mean, first of all, where did you learn to put such great work together?
I'm all self-taught out of high school, just like everybody else. I feel like we all have a little bit of artisticness within us, and went from doodling to I got into fine art, which I was doing just like acrylic on canvas when it wasn't Nugtopia. And then about 4 or 5 years ago, I branched off, and like I said, from the inspiration from my mother, I got into doing the cannabis series. And but yeah, within this, it's just me progressing from one piece to the next. So every piece that I'm doing, I'm teaching myself and learning new things, and then just applying that to my next piece.
And how did the whole thing come, though, Cole? Like the Bud characters and the way you do them, because you put them at the beach at a sunset, and then you go to the website, and of course it has the wedding cake, the mac and cheese, the jungle apples, the sticker packs. I mean, you got all these things that are dope. Like, how did that come to you? I know you said you were inspired by your mother's breast cancer. Yes. And your mother's a beautiful woman. I'm glad she's, you know, everything's going great with her. Well, is everything going good?
Yes, everything's
actually
amazing.
I don't know that answer. So.
Of course, yes.
Oh, that's
you
wonderful.
So much.
God bless her. And she was a wonderful, very nice spirit and very nice
Thank
person.
You.
But how did they, oh my God, I'm going to do the characters. And not only that, what I like about some of your stuff, it's like different, not just a nugget looking at you and all smiley. Or this, they're like turned away, like, this picture that you're working on here that you've been doing on Counterculture Convention, it literally makes me think of, you ready for this? A picture I have with my wife at the beach looking out, and I have a picture like this that we had a photographer take that we printed out.
With the kids. That's awesome.
You know what I'm saying? That's like, well, it was before kids, though. But
oh,
my
no.
point is,
oh,
I. but
okay.
with, you know, but same concept, you're right.
Right.
It's like real art that's like just the Bud characters there. So my point is, how did you come up with these characters to do these type of real life things, but yet they're animated looking characters? You know what I mean? Like, you do like both worlds.
It definitely took time, just time through me doing piece by piece, and I learned how to really personalize them to give that impression of making us feel like we can really connect to them. So like on this one, I have OG Kush and Wonder Woman, and they're kind of snuggled into each other, and that gives you that kind of warming feel.
Same it made
with
me think of
sunset.
Me and my wife.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. And it's so, and what more do you need to do to it? How long do you sit there and work on a piece like you're doing right now? Like you said, you're working on this. To me, it looks done.
So I prepped it coming into the
I'm like, dog, I think it looks dope. What do you mean? What are you going to do?
Thank you so much. Well, me is my, I feel like I'm my hardest critic. I'm my own critic, you know.
And your worst one, I'm sure you're like,
exactly.
Oh my God, look, I got to do this. I got to
exactly.
do that. I'm like, dude, this looks dope.
Exactly. Thank you. But yeah, I got one more character to add, and then I'm going to add the details in and kind of dress them up how I do with the other characters that I have done, and just kind of personalize them a little bit more. But besides that, I think that's it for the whole piece. I think that's pretty much all I'll do.
How long does it take, Cole, to do a piece? I mean, we have beautiful pieces up here, and I want you to get each piece and describe how long it took you as well.
Okay, yeah. Like this piece in itself, it took me a couple hours coming into the event before I got here. That piece over there, sorry, Kyle. And
Kyle,
so
aim it at me, Kyle. Let me see that real quick.
Oh no, he's talking about the one that's
on the thing.
So anyway, it's just in.
And when you say a couple hours before, you just were processing in your head where you're going with
it. Yeah, I prepped the canvas. I did some of the background and whatnot, and then I came to the event. And I added the characters, and that takes a little bit of time. Now that I'm adding more detail, it takes a little bit more time than usual. But so just in total, like a piece like this, I probably put anywhere from about 20 to 50 hours into it. This piece here probably around 20. Yeah, this one probably have around 20 hours into it.
What about that piece? That's, I mean, you're on your set, your show over there. I mean, you're
the bigger guy.
Big one?
That,
yeah.
First of all, what does this one run for, like somebody that's coming in, buy it from you? Obviously, they're for sale.
Yeah, so this original, this size would go around 3,000. And then reproductions, this size go for around, you know, except 750. They're all limited edition on canvas, so COA included.
And then that big one right there, what does something like that run?
So that big guy, he's listed around 7,000. So he's
is that a remake or is that the actual?
That's the original, yeah.
And what kind of you know, paint is it?
It's all acrylics.
It's acrylics.
Yep, all acrylic based.
Dude, that one right there.
Not only that, all his artwork, and I hate doing this, but I mean, for the listeners, going everything I walked around and seen at the booth. Folks that are listening, you guys need to go to some of these expos and conventions when they're in your town, because if it's not Nugtopia, it's somebody else, but maybe not as good. But, you know, the things that you can see at these expos and at your booth, I literally went through it last night when you guys were gone, and I stole 7 pictures. But other than that, I love being a vendor. I love being a vendor because when you see my backpack full.
Yeah, a bunch of prints in the backpack will get you.
But my point is, when I walked around your booth last night when you guys were gone, I was like, dude, this is so dope.
Thank you.
This is so great. Dude. Everything you could just, not only dope, but you could sit there, you get to geek out and look at it, and you get to wonder where he's going with it. Or it takes you to a place where, oh, yeah, I can see where the artist is going. And it's just funny to think, oh, wow, this artist is cool right here. Great. Where's the Nug at? Oh, look what the Nug's doing. Oh, which Nug is that? And I don't know the characters well enough, but I know you're following people who follow you so hard, and I do follow you, but I just don't know them, right?
Yeah,
but
no worries.
And I could tell that when you look at all your collection, when I walk around, you can see the themes.
Yes.
So I'm like, oh, my God, what is this character doing? What is that character doing? And it's just so intriguing, and I love where you guys are going with
it. It's beautiful, man.
Talk about this other piece that your brother's holding right there.
So this is actually the piece that I did for the last event we did with Counterculture Convention. This was for the Mohegan Sun. So this is Casino Night. And so I put a lot of detail into the Nug, dressing it up to be very realistic, a lot of realism. And then, of course, the background play with the highlights of the neon lights for the casino.
You know, so you know what it really reminds me of, dude, which this is a compliment for sure, is the olive guy, you know?
Oh, yeah, Michael Goddard, yes.
Goddard.
Yeah,
dude,
oh, yeah, which, big inspiration
Frankino's
of mine.
Frankino's got a bunch of Goddards
and
stuff.
And, yes.
And you know, I had a few, I don't know where they went, but that's the feel I get, but completely cannabis. Like, his is the olive, you know what I mean? And yours is the Nug, And
it looks 3D-ish, like it has dimensions,
dude,
to me.
Got that.
Like the way you paint and the way you do it, folks, it's not just a normal little painting that looks like. Like,
no.
When you held that up right now, I'm looking at it going, is Kyle bending that? Does it have a look to it that it feels like it's dimensional?
Yeah.
Like the way you're doing this stuff, Cole, is so intriguing because you paint in a way that has this twist and bend to it.
Thank you.
Is that an artwork, obviously, that you had to learn and figure out?
Yeah, there's always room for growth. There's always more to learn. You know, I'm always looking to other artists like Michael Goddard for inspiration, and he's been a tremendous part of my growth.
So I was right up the alley with that, huh?
Yeah, he's amazing. I've actually had communication with him on this series.
Really?
Yeah, we talked
How
about
great is that
collaborating.
That you said this?
That's
so
dope. I see it.
I didn't know you're such an artsy guy. Wow.
Well, I'm a fan of
Get your
of
cheese
Goddard.
And crackers and, you know, scoot over. Here we
That's
go,
it.
Boogie boy. Yes, I do artwork.
Thanks,
my name
Joe.
Is Christopher Wright. My pinky's in the air. Can I get my glass of wine, please?
Well, you've seen the artwork in the house, bro.
Yeah, that's a bong, though. That's
a
different
thing.
Yeah. And you know, when we come back, I want to talk about these other two pieces that you guys have on the table right now and all around the booth. It's Cannabis Talk 101 with Kyle and Cole Trench from Nugtopia. Go to their website, Nugtopia.net, or check them out on Instagram, Nugtopia Art. We'll be right back after this.
Keep it locked.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101 with Nugtopia.
And, you know, as we sit here with you guys looking at it, Cole, your artwork really, and I think about it, and I was said it how it has dimensions, and Nadia, thank you for speaking in my ear about the 3D artwork that I know you do, because Kyle sent me a piece with the glasses.
I forgot
all about the fact that they are a 3D version. So Nugtopia Art, you guys, on Instagram, it even gives you more when you have the 3D glasses. And we haven't explained that to the listeners yet, but how do you even paint 3D? Because I feel like it's only something that's printed, or is it a print that you do? How do you get that 3D effect for Nugtopia?
So it's a lot in the colors that I'm using. The 3D effect, of course, was like, you know, came up with back in the day with the red and blue kind of glasses. And now that's just incorporated into the colors that I'm using. So it's the contrast within my paint. It's the reds and blues, the highlights that I'm using that are separating when you put
the
glasses on.
So you're creating that as you're drawing that.
Exactly. Yeah, as I'm putting dimension in that depth that you're talking about within the nugs to give them that structure, that's kind of what's separating it. And then the glasses
play with
it.
You can kind of see them without it, but when you put the glasses on, and that's one of the more unique things about your artwork, that piece that you're doing right now that you've been starting here for 20 plus hours, will that have that same effect if they put glasses on?
Yeah, especially with that sunset, like sherbet kind of clouds.
And it's funny because I think that's the difference I think that we keep seeing here, at least I do. I see depth perception when I'm looking at your pictures, and I forgot because you guys forgot to tell me about the glasses because you didn't bring any glasses up here us to look at them like that.
We didn't.
Yeah, but thank you, Nadia, for bringing it up. So that's good observation and great teamwork.
And where
right
are the glasses at?
Yeah, do you guys get the glasses when you buy a painting? How does that work?
They might be on the back of the print. So they are.
Oh,
so
hello.
Every print gets a pair of glasses. Yeah, they get a pair of glasses so you can enjoy it when you're at your house. It's a conversation piece. Everybody can enjoy it in the family. And some people get their own view on it. Some people see it more than others, just depending what your eyesight's looking like. So.
It's so true. You know, I do this game with my son who's 6, about to be 7. And we look at something and we say, what does it look like to you? And we usually do shadows in his room at nighttime.
Right.
And we've been playing this game and it's the same kind of concept with artwork, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
So it's like, look at it and tell me. And it's fun because I like to get his mind thinking things. So I have this like bigger purpose of like, son, you know what I mean? I'm like, you know, there's, well, yeah, I'll do shadows and I'll do, but then there'll be shadows in the room from the light coming outside. Or I adjust the shades so that we can just look at something. Oh, that looks like a ramp. I go, oh, that looks like an elevator. Oh, that looks like a castle.
Yep.
And we just start.
Use your imagination.
And we start using our imagination. So I do that with my 6-year-old in his room, and it's dope that I feel like I'm doing that with your artwork as well.
I appreciate
that. You can
that.
See it and look at it, and like right now the piece that you're working on, I'm looking at them, what are they thinking of?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet they're there. I bet their grandkids are like, you just, because they look like grandparents. They don't look like young little buds. They look like grandparent buds.
Yeah, that one
to
in
me
the,
anyways.
Right.
The that's one how the, I interpret it.
The one in the foreground is Granddaddy Perp. So
see, and he looks like a granddaddy.
That's
it's
it,
so
that's
funny
it.
That you
he's
say that.
He's always sleeping. He's always relaxed.
He's lounging.
And from the back, how do I get what I, you didn't tell me that. Like from the back, that's what I feel.
You're already feeling it. That's
I'm
it.
I'm already feeling your artwork. Talk about this piece that's right in front of you. What is this?
So this is Chem Dog. This is like out to all the teachers anybody who's in the industry, kind of just giving the science of the plant. So yeah, this is really him just showing off that whole industry.
What's written on the chalkboard there?
That is the cannabis molecule.
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't see it. I thought it was a signature or something because it was inside.
Yep.
And look at that. That looks like a great teacher there.
Class
too.
Can't.
And what does a piece like that go for?
So these are the matted reproductions. These go for $35 and they fit perfectly in a nice standard frame,
so
16 by 20.
That's
so $35
beautiful.
Bucks on the website you can find.
That's
these?
It. Yep, $35,
I'll
and it comes with the glasses.
These.
Yeah. What about this one right here?
And that's Sunset Sherbet. So that's part of my Florida series. I've done a couple Florida pieces here lately.
So dope.
And that's like the nice sunset with the palm trees and the hammock, lounge back.
To me, when I look at that piece, it looks like it just takes a long time because it's so much detail in there with the sunset on the top, the sunset on the bottom, the water in the middle, the grass on the bottom, the palm trees, the sand, the this and that.
Right.
How long does something like that take?
That one took a little bit more time. It's a lot of overlaying, so I'm starting with my background and working towards my foreground, but same, probably around 50 to 100 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, and same with the big guy over the wall over there. He's 100 hours plus.
Oh, that one's my, I mean, that just to me, it. I have a picture that, you know, it looks very similar. It's got like these trees, and there's a man inside. It's just a silhouette of the man inside of all the trees. It's like bamboo and stuff like that. But it just reminds me of such a beautiful thing. And I haven't really actually got close enough to look at everything else, but I could see from here, like, that thing is beautiful, man. You are very talented, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And you know what's funny? And Blue, how dope would it be if we had him make custom Cannabis Talk 101 artwork with the thing, and we actually literally hang him up in our booths when we go out like this?
I mean,
and when we plug Nugtopia out,
we can make
like
something
that.
Happen.
I mean, you know, spending time out there in Florida when you go back home, it's an idea that I think we would probably put it up because you see our art, like, when we go to expos.
Hang
I mean, yours is already hung up, but if we had some of your artwork
Well, we
hung
got
up,
MJ BizCon coming up. You guys are going to be at
MJ? So quickly, but...
I don't know. I think it's still in discussion.
Yeah, I think it's in discussion.
But
yeah. We're having an after party, so if you guys just want to come out and pull up, you're more than welcome to.
Well,
and if you
want
to put your artwork out
always.
There, just off GP, especially since we fucking were late to a party, we'll hook you guys up at our after party.
No, I mean,
we'll hook you up. I'm just saying, we don't just come and we'll put your stuff
right,
up.
Right, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Yeah, we got you for that one. There's no sponsorship needed. We are sponsoring you for that event.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
What I'm saying? That's real talk. So if you want to come out there, it's going to be a big... big event at MJ Biz that we're doing. We'll talk a little bit more off air, but don't forget that I said
awesome.
That. I want to get to something else, though. As I think about your artwork, and Cole, when you became this artist, what was the first piece that you sold? How did it make you feel when you sold it?
Oh, man. When I look back on it, I think the first piece that I sold was, it was actually for an auction, and I did it for Canna Moms, which is a group in Florida. It's a group of moms that get together, any of their kids or family that have experienced anything that's to do in the cannabis industry, medical bills and whatnot. So anyways, we put a big fundraiser together, and I donated or auctioned off a painting, and I think it was able to get up to around like 8,000. And I did 100% proceeds to Canna Moms to just help out with funding any medical bills and whatnot. And that
God
was
bless
our,
you for that.
That was our introduction to the industry and to the cannabis industry in Florida. And since then, we partner with Canna Moms and worked with them. And to this day, we get back and try to help out in any way that we can.
So, you know, I didn't expect your first piece to be such a great story.
It was really amazing.
I mean, that story just touches my heart because now you sold your first piece and you get to reap that feeling that you never can get away, because that $8,000 that you would have made off it, you could have blown it.
That's right.
Easy. Yeah. One place. That feeling that you have is going to last a lifetime and be way more worth $8,000.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean? So that's a wonderful story, and continue to do those type of things.
It was amazing.
And your brother over here.
Good old Kyle.
The mad scientist, huh?
It's like he's the man behind you that's like Don King. Who's the older brother?
Kyle,
so Kyle, when you started pimping out your brother's artwork, how old were you before you realized, my brother's got some artwork? Hold on, I'm the Don King of you.
Yes.
You know, I came home from college and I was still trying to figure out what I was going to be doing. He walked down the stairs with OG Kush.
Yep.
And he told me his whole journey for our mom and what he wanted to do with it. And that was kind of the moment that I realized, you know, we especially as a family, there's nothing that can stop us from spreading that message, you know.
I love it, dude. It's
just great, right?
Yeah. Now, are you doing like? And I see these pop ups, right? Tell me more about that. Is that a Christmas tree?
So yeah, these little pop ups, we bring them to shows because I really have this this feeling for Nugtopia that it can bring this, like, of course, it's a world of cannabis, so I want to bring that aesthetic to wherever I'm going. So I want to bring the characters everywhere, life size, so you can feel as if you are the character, right? Just to give it that that family orientation, to bring everybody around in that way.
How great. It just came to me. You ready for this? You have the Blue, the Joe Grande, the Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pop Brothers at Law on the show set hosting, and it's our, you know, the picture of us
right.
as Nugtopia.
That would be so great. That's
right?
That's a set.
Imagine this bit. This is the picture that you draw.
That's a set.
How dope would
It'd
that
be? Sick.
Be?
Got the mics up, got the lights on
just
it.
Just take a picture from there and add the characters. You
that's
know what
it,
I mean?
Man. That would be so sick.
Let me
I mean, it's only going to take you 200 hours, but you know, whatever. You got time before.
That's right.
You could probably get it done by October 19th.
Yeah, we could make it happen.
At
1 p.m.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so... This you know, passion, you know, and it's important that, you know, you also have a cause for it, right? I mean, I love that you're super talented. Your family is obviously creative and talented too, and I'm sure you guys spend many hours together, you know, talking about projects and stuff. I mean, you know, or is it just something you come up with and they help you run the business, or do they also put input like, hey, maybe we should create these nugs and just, I mean, how does all this, because I mean, the chem dog and the, you know, I'm assuming you're brainstorming in the back with the whole family and you guys are just coming up with different concepts and ideas, right?
So yeah, it's honestly, it's harder for them because as I was growing through my artistic process, it was hard for me to take a lot of input because I wanted to kind of have my own feeling on a lot of stuff. But nowadays, I definitely have a lot of their opinion or just, you know, ideas incorporated into, because I believe that's how it should be.
You mean you're growing up?
Yeah, I'm growing up. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I'm opening up a little bit. That's right. I'm listening. It's all about working together, you know. It's all about collaborating and working together to build a bigger picture. So,
you know, I'm going to share this with you because my family's in this industry as well, and it's difficult hearing it from your family versus hearing it from a stranger. And it sounds crazy because you think the first person you're really going to listen to is your family.
Right.
Like, right? Because you're like, why am I not listening to my family? And you don't realize it until you're like, you know, 40, and you're like, oh shit, I should have been listening to my family first. And the way I explain that to people in a layman's term is like, you know, if you're going to teach your kids about drugs, right?
Do them with them.
Do it with them. Start, no, I'm just, no, but really do them. Like all night,
let me show
all
you what heroin is.
No, just kidding. No. We're going to do it together, son.
I don't know why I do that.
No. The point behind that is that, you know, if you're going to teach a young kid about drugs, or if you don't teach them, little Johnny on the block will. And he'll listen to little Johnny. And then little Johnny ain't gonna teach him the right thing, you know. Little Johnny's gonna be like, yeah, it's a good thing to try. Let's do fucking this.
Yeah.
Whereas like, and you start to have that feeling with your family. My dad used to tell me all the time, just go down and get a license. I'm like, it's not that easy, dude. Da da da. And there's well, you know. And I just fight him, and then, you know, on his damn deathbed, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna go down there and see if I can get a license. And I went back and forth and back and forth, and then, you know, and then boom, I got a license. You know, and it was like, that wasn't even that hard.
Right.
But I listened to everybody else about how it wasn't so hard to do and this and that. And I didn't even try it because I just thought that it was so hard. So I psyched myself.
And your pops tells you to do it.
And
like,
my
pops
has been telling me, go down there and get it. Dude,
just get it
done,
son.
Right.
And you're like, it's not that easy.
You don't know, Dad. You're all getting pissed and defensive.
Yeah, and the concept behind that is that, like, you know, I use one other example. One of our guys, you know, he's been talking about Rick Ross Cash in our office. He's like, yo, I'm going to hook us up. I'm going to get Rick Ross on the show. This is 2 weeks ago, you know. And then, you know, he's like, oh, I know my cousin knows his manager and this and that. And I'm like, cool. And then yesterday he talks to our engineer about it. And today he wakes up in the morning and Rick Ross is in our hotel room.
There you go.
And he went upstairs and smokes with Rick Ross. And I'm like, dude, you realize what you just did. And so you're doing that, and I want to share with you that you have an amazing product here, but most importantly is take in everybody else's vision and deliver that vision too, because that'll make you a lot better.
Yeah. No,
do you know what I'm saying?
I agree.
The faster you can absorb everybody and then just shovel it back out, You're gonna be, you know, even more amazing.
Yeah,
so
no, I appreciate that.
And everything you guys are doing, like on your website, the Cole Trenton family, like what you guys write about it and everything. Folks, do yourself a favor, Nugtopia.net, NUGTOPIA.NET. I mean, the way you created everything you kind of said here, but I mean, that second line in your guys' little bio here, it says, the best way I could express my push for medical cannabis was to paint the most relatable strains and transform them into Nug characters. It's just cool what you're doing. The family aspect, the picture of your family on there. I love that you guys have our logo on your website. I didn't even know you had that there. It's my first time I've actually seen it.
Of course.
When I scroll down, friends and features, and they have our brand
trademark.
There.
Come on, we're friends now.
No, and you know what? And we are. And yes, I love that you guys have. I didn't know this was on there. And it's by, we're honored that you have the brand there on there like that with a bunch of other brands from the High Times.
Does it link to our website?
It doesn't. Yeah, I checked that too.
I was about to say, I hope so. If not, I'll change it.
Yeah, it doesn't yet, but yeah, make sure you do link it up to the website. I was going to say that off the air and not bust you out and say, you asshole. But I ought to root you off there, but I'm glad you brought it up, Luke, because I was going to jump on him.
You know.
But ever since we were late to the party, I don't feel like I can jump on him about anything.
No.
I still feel like an asshole. Yeah, I feel like I'm the one that owes them
and
still.
You look like one too.
Yeah, you know, when we come back, we're going to do the high five with you guys. Folks, check them out. Nugtopia, give it up for them so far. It's Cannabis Talk 101 all the way live at C3.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Take a hit, get lit, sit back, and enjoy Cannabis Talk 101 live from Houston, Texas at the Counterculture Convention.
Yes, it is. And you know who's out here, Blue? Cali FX. If you don't know about Cali FX, The full and broad spectrum hemp extracted product contains CBD, CBG, and some 1,300 plus other elements. Feel the effects with Cali FX over there, as I've been taking my Cali FX. Thank you to Sabrina over there for making sure I'm pain relief and have energy and I'm focused and I had a lap dance. Oh, and Dennis too for the lap dance. Appreciate you guys. Cali FX.
And the strip show.
Feel the effects. We're sitting here all the way live at C3 in Houston, Texas. It's been a great time. So many wonderful people we've come across. But Kyle and Cole Trent from Nugtopia, the website's nugtopia.net. The IG is Nugtopia Art on Instagram. They're fun. They're cool. They're family dynamic. It's a family-run business. Everything about it is great. Even the fact, Kyle, that it's going to sound so strange and weird, but I love when you sent me a picture of you and your family. Like, it was the coolest thing, and it made me just love you that much more and everything about you. You know what I'm saying? And that's the type of people you guys are, and I share that story to share the character of who you guys are as people, because to me, family's everything, right? And Blue as well. All of us up here. That's what we love. And so when you allowed me to go into your world that way, it meant the world to me. Like, I really felt closer to you, and I was like, oh, this is great. I fucking love this guy. You know what I mean?
Well, for everything that you guys did for us over the, you know, the beginning of the pandemic and everything, you know, coming on and helping out with the virtual event, you know, I couldn't ask for more from anybody, you know, especially in everybody's camaraderie, you know.
Sure.
But I definitely appreciate that. And that day you guys became family, you know, of course, and it was just everybody helping each other out.
Yeah, you guys have a unique feel about you. I mean, you know, that's why I spent the 4 hours of that we hung out together apologizing. And everybody's like, dude, you're good. You're good. I'm like, no, man, you
overkill.
Don't understand.
No, I feel bad.
It wasn't overkill for me because
me neither.
At the end of the day, though, moving forward is that, you know, I think what you guys are doing is going to have some impact on the world. And I think that's so important. And it becomes a legacy for you and your family, and I love it, man. Just keep grinding with this, dude, because, you know, you don't see people create things and then stand behind it and then deliver it. This is something that you had to envision, you had to believe in, and it's a collective effort. You know, it takes everybody's sweat, blood, and tears to get here, and then you sit there and go, gosh, you know, is this going to work for us? This one's going to be better. That, you know. Those days that you feel that, you know, it may or may not, maybe it's working all the time or not, you just have to remember that, you know, it's intriguing, and one person gets a smile out of this, or one person gets a cry out of it, or a learning lesson from it, you're doing your job. Yeah. You know, and I think Absolutely. That's what your guys' focus is to really make an impact. And it helped normalizes our industry as well.
Yes.
You know, so
and not only that, when you look at this and you said a word that made me go, when you said collective, and your artwork are collective pieces now. I mean, I'm looking at the stuff that you do, and how does that make you feel when you're seeing these collectors now hit you up or come to these events and be like, oh my God, I need an original.
Yeah, yeah. It's the most incredible feeling. I mean, it makes me just, it makes me have tears of joy, you know?
Sure.
The first time that's ever happened was just, yeah, tremendous. It was amazing.
I'm really looking at that one right there, and I'm just contemplating right now.
And it's funny, though, Cole, because seriously, like, you know, it's real artwork. I love when we talk to, like, the glass blowers, the artists, the this and that. And even for that part, even the true master growers who do their artwork with growing the plant, right? Like, everything, it's hand, it's eye, it's everything, coordination, putting ingredients, isn't that? Yours is hand, eye, ingredients, and layers, and it's an artwork, man. All these people in this industry, it's a true artwork, and make it overlooked sometimes, like, from the artist to the grower to the blower.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
These are the aspects of the counterculture convention that is like, wow, this is the counterculture part of it. Like, every aspect.
That's it, man. Yeah.
And you need to be at all shows, dude. Like, this needs to be at all shows. Like, I mean that, dude. Like, don't think that one show's not for you, in my opinion, because I could see you guys at car shows. I could see you at concerts. I could see you in festivals.
Everywhere. I love your artwork. Your artwork crosses the line of
crossover.
Stoner friendly. It's definitely stoner friendly, but it's beautiful artwork.
Thank you.
Yours crosses into the realm of Whoa, what, I could put this next to a piece in my house or in my office somewhere and spark up a conversation.
Right,
because
exactly.
it's beautiful art.
It's conversation.
Yeah, these are great conversation pieces, great pieces and everything else. That being said, you guys, we want to jump into the high five as we like to have fun with all our guests that come on the show. We like to just ask you five fun, simple questions, have some fun with it. And Kyle and Cole Trent, we're going to start with question number one of the high five with the boys from Nugtopia. The question is, how old were you the first time you smoked cannabis and where'd you get it from? Let's start though with Kyle.
First time, 21, I will say. Cole, actually, my younger brother kind of got me into it at the time. It was
so your younger brother brought it to you.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, he definitely brought me into that world.
Are you mad at him?
No, not at all.
How was that conversation? And Cole, were you like, oh, okay, is he gonna act like a jerk?
That's how I was going. Is he gonna
really
act like a jerk?
Growing up, he was kind of
older brother looking out over the younger brother. If I even got into anything, it was. Whoa,
he was looking out for you.
You stop that, Kyle. You stop that.
You're gonna be a
Kyle, such a dick. Shut up, Cole. I said stop doing that. You're painting on the walls. Mom doesn't want no paint on that.
Mom!
Right. Yep. All day long.
Quit doing your artwork over there. Quit drawing on my stuff. Yep. That's my notebook, not yours.
Yeah, we're pretty close in age, so it didn't help growing up.
Oh, that's funny. So, little brother, what about you?
I was 16 or 17 in high school, just kind of working my way into, just experimenting with some flower and some cannabis. And then from there, I got it more into the legal aspect and got into the industry and whatnot. So,
nice.
Very awesome. And I think I was, probably when I first started my art career, I think that kind of opened up a lot of avenues and gates for me, just like in the creative process and just being able to relax and transmuting that into the painting.
Question number two of the high five, right here live at the Counterculture Convention in Houston. What is your favorite way to use cannabis?
You want to take this one first?
In artwork. Yeah, I mean, just like I said, just transmuting it within art. So pretty much every piece I've ever done, painting, I've definitely been, partaking 100%.
You guys got customers at your booth as we speak.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah, they're over there just peeping them. I'm like, damn, I hope they need to buy one.
Yeah, there's it's limited too. So what's at the show goes fast.
What about you, Kyle, your favorite way?
After everybody goes to sleep at night, just relaxing.
Is it with a pin or a joint?
It's usually a vape.
Yeah,
it just helps knock me out.
Nice.
What's the craziest place you ever use cannabis? You guys are out in Florida, so maybe a Gatorville.
I was riding a gator in the swamp, and I was smoking a hooter.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of happens every time we go golfing. But there's gators all over the place.
Are they?
I would probably say Lake Tahoe at the top of the Heavenly Mountain. It's one of the most beautiful places in the world. Yeah.
You are very high there as well.
All the way
literally.
Around.
Literally. Man. What about you?
I was going to say the same thing, which is so funny. That's just
really?
That's a family thing that we do. We go to Tahoe and
all the way
all
from
grown
Florida
up.
For Tahoe,
all the whole family goes out and we all snowboard, ski.
I was going to ask, is it during winter or summer?
Winter and summer.
You guys don't go halfway and just go to Colorado instead? I mean, shit.
Sometimes, Tahoe's special. Tahoe's really beautiful.
Hey, don't get us wrong. That's more of a California thing for us, obviously. Yeah. But think being across the country in the East Coast.
Yeah, we love it out there.
It is a beautiful spot. And you know what? And that's a great location. That's even better that you both thought of the same one.
Yeah, Tahoe is just,
Question number four of the high five. What is your go-to munchie after you get high?
I think I'll have to say donuts.
Damn, what kind of donuts?
That strawberry glaze, maybe some blueberry, donut, just regular
he's
glaze.
A blueberry,
you
know? Strawberry.
Don't talk about them unless you got them, player.
Love it.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, he's on to the
love
players.
It.
Pitt's over there drooling over there on the board right now. Did he say donuts? What about you, Cole?
Chocolate. Anything chocolate. I'm a big fan of ice cream, so I can go for that.
Chocolate ice cream's a good thing. That's the high five with the creators of Nugtopia, Kyle and Cole Trent, all the way live at C3. If you could smoke cannabis with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why, Kyle?
As a cliche, I definitely think Bob Marley. I would love to just sit and have a conversation with the man, just chill and light one up, honestly, and just see what the conversation was.
Did you have dreads too back in the day or something? I know you have both have long hair, but did you guys have dreads too?
I have a couple of them now.
Yeah, I thought I seen dreads in your hair. Yeah, that's right. My wife's calling me. Sorry for the vibrating phone. Go ahead, Cole.
Hey, babe. Let me take that.
I would actually like to sit down with Michael Goddard. Yeah, I
think, yeah.
Yeah, smoke it.
Did you ask him if he smokes?
You know, I don't think I did. I gotta slip that one in and start the conversation with him.
Oh, so, man, I go all the way in on him. Like, hey,
yeah,
do you smoke?
He's out in Vegas. So I gotta make that connection happen.
Well, MJ Biz, it'll be there. Anything we forgot to mention about Nugtopia that you guys want to plug one more time?
No, just, you know, I appreciate y'all having us up. You know,
yeah, thank you guys.
You deserve it. You guys deserve it. Next time, mom's coming up, too.
I know.
Yeah, we tried to drag her on.
Try every time.
Mom's coming up. Drop it like it's hot. Put the music on, Pitt.
That's it.
Yeah, man. Well, there it is, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101. And remember this. If no one else loves you, we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.